Well, we're going to talk in this segment about the Lansing Promise Scholarship. We have a new executive director of the Promise, which was which first began back in 2012. You might remember, and for some of you, you may be thinking to yourself, "Oh, yeah, what is the Lansing Promise? What is that all about?" Maybe you've never heard of it. Maybe, you know, maybe it slipped your mind. Maybe you don't quite remember what this program is all about. And joining us now on the phone line is the new executive director of the Lansing Promise, the first executive director, Justin Sheehan. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
And great to have you with us. Justin, before we talk about the scholarship, tell us about your background here in the Lansing area and just how you've gotten to this point in your career.
We'll make it quick. Born and raised on Shiawassee, moved to the west side around middle school. I've had a Lansing address until 4 years that I didn't when it was East Lansing. Went to undergrad MSU, graduated in social work, worked on Baker Street at a community center where my heart was and still remains. Went to law school, got out of law school, went to work at an organization called Michigan Community Resources, served nonprofits for the last 6 years. This position opened up. It was a coming home. It's serving the kids in the city of Lansing in a way that I think is probably one of the more innovative projects I've ever seen. The opportunity was given. Graciously, they accepted me and my humble request to take the lead. And here we are.
And what's gotten you interested? What got you involved, or at least motivated to get involved with the Lansing Promise? You talked about service to the kids. Was that what drew you mainly to the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer is yes. Raised by two social workers, and in social work, right, we already have a human services bent, or at least an idea that community is bigger than just our block. The community is what we make it. The Lansing community has been my home, remains my home, and in fact is where my wife and I are raising our kids. It's about community, it's about family, and it's really about the city that I love. So this kind of opportunity really seemed to be, in my brain, a pretty logical next step. If we can work with every child in the city to get them the opportunities they need to succeed, what better opportunity to really improve and change the city that I love?
We're talking with Justin Sheehan, the first executive director of the Lansing Promise Scholarship. Now, Justin, for those who are not familiar with this program, you know, what is it? What is the Lansing Promise?
The mission is relatively simple, to provide us post-secondary scholarship dollars and support to qualified Lansing students, helping each participant really achieve his or her potential. In other words, we work to recruit and fund scholarships for every kid in the city of Lansing who lives in the city of Lansing, who attends and graduates a Lansing high school, and who is accepted into either Lansing Community College or MSU. And our job is really to ensure that they at least have enough for 60 credits without any cost out of their pocket. They file their FAFSA, they get the scholarship dollars or the federal dollars that are required, and our promise is that they're going to have the rest of those credits covered for 60 credits.
Now, how does it work in regards to selecting the recipients for the Promise Scholarship? Are there a limited number of students that can be scholarship holders? How does that part of it work?
You know, that's a great question. You know, my hope is that every kid that graduates from any of these Lansing high schools really becomes a Promise Scholar. To become a Promise Scholar, there are two application cycles every year for either the fall semester or the spring semester. We currently just ended, as of November 1, our 2016 spring semester group. We're qualifying those individuals now who applied for the scholarship and those that qualify and, again, meet some of those criteria that I mentioned. It's a little more in-depth, but not much. They'll qualify. We'll ensure that they were, in fact, graduates. They attended school. They lived in the city of Lansing, and they're ready to succeed at LCC or MSU, and we fill in where it works. So, really, there is no limit to the number of kids so long as they are Lansing kids graduating Lansing High School.
How much interest has there been from the student population in Lansing toward the program? Are there a lot of applicants per semester or per year?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're getting a good number. Right now we have about 400 operating in the current program, essentially that are Promise Scholars whom we have paid on their behalf for LCC or MSU. And we're averaging probably 50 to 100 more per year, but I see that ratcheting up significantly once we get the word out, once we really, these kids understand that, in fact, yeah, we not only have their back, but we care about their future. We care about what they do, and we care about who they are, and they are valued members of our community. When they hear that, when kids hear that and can internalize that, I think we'll see some pretty significant growth. And I will say, too, without getting too ahead of it, the Lansing School District is doing some pretty incredible work to ensure that these kids understand the opportunities they have. And so I think keep an eye out for what Lansing School District's doing as well as we begin to partner and really take care of these kids.
And Justin, we have just about a minute left here. How do you get the word out more about this scholarship? Yeah, how do you improve in that particular area?
It's a great question. I think it's about relationships, and it's about meeting these kids face-to-face. So we'll be hitting social media, sure. Feel free to follow us on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or check out our website. But we'll be getting into the classrooms. We'll be getting into the schools. We'll be working with the Lansing School District and many of their staff to ensure that these kids really understand what it is. And we'll also be getting to the families. What we know is kids are a part of a family, and family is critical to the success of this work. So we have a couple of events that will be scheduled. We, of course, have an event that happened earlier this year with our Lansing's own Irvin Magic Johnson. We'll have another one coming up in 2016. Stay tuned. That may be another interview to be held, Rich. But the fact is, the word's getting out, but we've got a lot more to do. And any way that we can get it out, I'm going to hit the streets and make sure these kids know what their opportunities are.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate the tip there, at least for us here on the radio side. Justin Sheehan, the first executive director of the Lansing Promise Scholarship. Justin, congratulations to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.